We'll make a start then, and I'll open with prayer. God and Father, we come to thee today in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, and we thank thee for this opportunity of broadcasting the gospel again to around the world, really, to the Philippines and Canada. And we pray that any who are listening today who still do not know the Saviour, that as a result of this gospel message, that thy precious word, the Bible, will be used of thyself to bring conviction of sin and need of salvation, which can only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray thou wilt give us help, whether we're listening or whether we're speaking today. We pray thy blessing upon the gospel to the salvation of sinners, and above all, that the name of the Lord Jesus will be honored and glorified in this half hour or so together today. We ask it in the worthy and precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now we're reading today from Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 10 to 17. It's one of the miracles that the Lord Jesus did. And I'll read it in English, and then Raquel will read it in Tagalog afterwards. So it's Luke chapter 13, verse 10 to 17. And he, that's the Lord Jesus, was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall, and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him.
Basahin natin sa Lucas chapter 13 verses 10 hanggang 17. Verse 10, si Jesus ay nagtuturo sa isa sa mga sinagoga sa araw ng Sabat. At narito, may isang babae roon na 18 taon nang mayroong espiritu ng karamdaman. Siya ay hukot na at hindi na niya maiunat ng husto ang kanyang sarili. Pagkakita ni Jesus sa kanya, tinawag siya nito. Sinabi niya sa kanya, Babae, pinalaya ka na sa iyong karamdaman. Ipinatong niya ang kanyang mga kamay sa kanya at siya ay kaagad na umunat. Niluwalhati niya ang Diyos. 14. Ang pinuno sa sinagoga ay lubhang nagalit sapagkat si Jesus ay nagpagaling sa araw ng Sabat. Sinabi niya sa mga tao, may 6 na araw na ang mga tao ay dapat gumawa. Sa mga araw ngang ito, kayo pumarito at magpagamot at hindi sa araw ng Sabat. 15. Sumagot nga ang Panginoon sa kanya. Sinabi niya, mapagpaimbabaw. Hindi ba kinakalagan ng bawat isa sa inyo ang inyong toro o asno mula sa kulungan sa araw ng Sabat? At pagkatapos nito ay pinapainom. 16. Ang babaeng ito ay ginapos ni Satanas ng 18 taon. Narito bilang anak na babae ni Abraham. Hindi ba dapat siyang palayain mula sa pagkagapos na ito sa araw ng Sabat? 17. Pagkasabi niya ng mga bagay na ito, ang lahat ng kumakalaban sa kanya ay napahiya. Nagalak ang lahat ng mga tao sa lahat ng mga malwalhating bagay na ginawa niya.
In these Bible verses, we read one of the many healing miracles done by the Lord Jesus Christ when he lived on earth.
Sa mga talatang ito, mababasa natin ang isa sa napakaraming himala na ginawa ng Panginoong Hesukristo nang siya ay narito sa mundo.
He was able to do miracles, these miracles, by his own power, because he is the eternal Son of God, meaning this, that he is God.
Magagawa niya ang mga himalang ito sapagkat siya ang walang hanggang anak ng Diyos. Sa makatuwid, siya ay Diyos.
One of the main reasons for this miracle and other miracles performed by the Lord Jesus that are recorded in the Bible, the Word of God, is to provide lessons for us of how God sees every one of us afflicted with something far worse than a physical infirmity or illness.
Ang isa sa kadahilanan kung bakit ginawa ng Panginoon ang himalang ito at ang iba pang himala na nasusulat sa Biblia na salita ng Diyos ay upang malaman natin kung ano ang ating kalagayan sa paningin ng Diyos. Ang tao ay may karamdamang malala pa kaysa pisikal na paghihirap.
Because we suffer from the terrible condition of being sinners. In fact, we were born sinners. Because we are all descended from the first man, Adam, who became a sinner when he disobeyed God.
Sapagkat tayo ay makasalanan, sa katotohanan, tayo ay ipinanganak na makasalanan. Sapagkat tayo ay nagmula kay Adan, si Adan ay nagkasala nang sumuway siya sa utos ng Diyos.
In Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, this verse tells us that because of that one man's sin, that is Adam's sin, death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. That is why people die, because we are born sinners. That is why we cannot help sinning.
Sa Roma chapter 5 verse 12, ating mababasa, sa kadahilanan ito, sa pamamagitan ng isang tao, pumasok ang kasalanan sa sanlibutan. Dahil sa kasalanan, nagkaroon ng kamatayan, at ang kamatayan ay dumating sa lahat ng tao sapagkat nagkasala ang lahat. Ito ang dahilan kung bakit di natin maiwasang magkasala at may kamatayan, sapagkat tayo ay ipinanganak na makasalanan.
But the message of the gospel is that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We read that in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. That is why he, although fully God, also became the only holy, perfect, sinless man, being conceived of the Holy Spirit and born of a virgin.
Subalit ang mensahe ng Ebanghelyo, Si Kristo Jesus ay naparito sa sanlibutan upang iligtas ang mga makasalanan. Ito'y mababasa natin sa 1 Timoteo chapter 1 verse 15. Si Kristo Jesus, bagamat totoong Diyos, perpekto at walang bahid ng kasalanan, sapagkat siya ay ipinaglihi sa pamamagitan ng banal na espiritu at ipinanganak ng birhen.
Now, we will look at this miracle from Luke chapter 13 and see not only the healing of this woman, but how that this miracle pictures a much greater miracle of how the Lord Jesus saves sinners.
Ngayon ating pag-aralan ang himala sa Lucas 13. Hindi lamang gumaling ang babae, subalit ito ay naglalarawan ng mas malaking himala kung paanong ililigtas ng Panginoong Jesus ang mga makasalanan.
He was teaching in a Jewish synagogue one Sabbath day, And in his audience was a poor woman who had what is described as a spirit of infirmity. And the Lord Jesus, being God, knew all about her, and he knew that she had suffered this infirmity, this illness, for 18 years.
Ating binasa sa mga talata na ang Panginoon ay nagtuturo sa sinagoga ng mga Hudyo. May isang mahirap na babae na naroon. Ang babaeng ito ay may espiritu ng karamdaman, sapagkat ang Panginoong Jesus ay Diyos, alam niya ang lahat patungkol sa babaeng ito na siya ay nagdurusa sa kanyang kalagayan ng mahigit 18 taon.
And we also read in verse 11 that she was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. Often we meet elderly people who are round-shouldered and slightly bent over. But this woman's posture was far worse than that.
Atin ding mababasa sa verse 11 na ang babaeng ito ay hukot at hindi niya maiunat ng husto ang kanyang sarili. Madalas nakikita natin ang ilang matanda na nakayukod. Subalit ang kalagayan ng babaeng ito ay mas malubha pa.
She was really bent double so that she could not see upwards and could not even see straight ahead. So she could only look down to the ground. Of course, the Lord Jesus Christ always looked on the need of people around him.
Ang babaeng ito ay hukot at hindi makatingin paitaas at maging paderecho. Siya ay nakatingin lamang paibaba sa lupa. Ang Panginoong Jesus ay madalas tumingin sa mga pangangailangan ng mga taong nasa kanyang paligid.
In that state, that woman is a very clear picture of a sinner who has not yet been saved. And I want you to think of how, because of the woman's condition, all she could do was look down on the ground.
Ang kalagayang ito ng babae ay naglalarawan sa atin ng taong hindi paligtas mula sa kasalanan. Ating isipin na kagaya ng babaeng ito na sa kanyang kalagayan ay nakatingin lamang sa lupa.
Perhaps there is someone listening to the gospel message today and you are just looking down at and living for this earthly life, this world, ignoring your greatest need to repent, to turn from your sin and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You need your sins forgiven and the guilt of them be removed by the Lord Jesus.
Marahil mayroong nakikinig sa mensaheng ito at kagaya ng babae sa ating kwento sa Biblia na ang buhay ay nakatuon lamang dito sa lupa at hindi pinapansin ang malaking pangangailangang magsisi sa mga kasalanan at tanggapin ang Panginoong Jesus bilang Panginoon at Tagapagligtas. Kailangan nyo ng kapatawaran sa mga kasalanan upang ito ay maalis sa pamamagitan ng Panginoong Jesus.
Yet Satan is doing his utmost to keep you occupied with this world of sin and temporary pleasures that sin brings. And afterwards, it brings you to misery and ruin, not only in this life, but you never consider what lies beyond this life. We notice that as far as this sick woman was concerned, the Lord Jesus said that she had an illness in which actually Satan had bound her for those 18 years, as verse 16 tells us. Satan also wants you to be bound by sin too. And by deceiving you, he wants you to have a hold. He wants to have a hold on you until you die. And then he wants your destiny to be hell and the lake of fire, which will be his eternal destiny too.
Sa verse 16, ating nabasa na ang karamdaman ng babae ayon sa Panginoong Jesus ay sapagkat ginapos siya ni Satanas. Gayun din, ginagawa ni Satanas ang lahat ng pandaraya upang kayo ay igapos sa pamamagitan ng mga pansamantalang kaligayahan na dulot ng kasalanan, upang pagkatapos ay magdulot ng kalungkutan at pagkasira ng buhay. Nais niyang hawakan kayo hanggang sa kamatayan upang kayo ay mapunta sa impyerno at dagat-dagatang apoy na kanya ring patutunguhan.
We're going to see that you do not need to be bound by sin and Satan any longer, because the Lord Jesus has come to save sinners. And he did so by going to the cross. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 3.
Subalit hindi kinakailangang na kayo ay manatiling nakagapos sa kasalanan at kay Satanas, sapagkat ang Panginoong Hesus ay naparito upang kayo ay iligtas. Si Kristo ay namatay para sa ating mga kasalanan ayon sa kasulatan. Ito'y matatagpuan sa 1 Corinto chapter 15 verse 3.
He, the Holy Son of God, who could not sin, yet out of love for us, he suffered God's judgment alone on the cross and paid the price God in his holiness required so that he could save sinners. And that price could not be paid in money. The price was paid in the precious blood of Christ.
Si Kristo na banal na anak ng Diyos na hindi nagkasala, subalit sa kanyang pagmamahal sa atin ay nagdusa at binata ang kaparusahan ng Diyos sa krus. Binayaran niya ang halagang itinalaga ng banal na Diyos upang maligtas ang mga makasalanan. Ang kabayaran ay hindi sa pamamagitan ng salapi. Ito ay binayaran ng mahalagang dugo ni Kristo.
After that, he cried out whilst hanging on the cross, "It is finished." Then he willingly laid down his life, but we know that God accepted his sacrifice because God raised him again from the dead, never to die again. That is how much God loves sinners. I'm thinking of John 3, verse 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
Habang ang Panginoon ay nasa krus, sumigaw siya nang tapos na. Kusang loob niyang ibinigay ang kanyang buhay. Subalit alam natin na tinanggap ng Diyos ang kanyang alay nang siya ay muling nabuhay upang hindi na mamatay. Ganyan ang pagmamahal ng Diyos sa makasalanan. At sa Juan chapter 3 verse 16, ating mababasa, "Sapagkat inibig ng Diyos ang sanlibutan, kaya ipinagkaloob niya ang kanyang bugtong na anak upang ang sinumang sumampalataya sa kanya ay hindi mapahamak kung hindi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan."
It was much easier for the Lord Jesus Christ to heal the woman of her disease than it was for him to go through all the suffering and death upon the cross to save sinners.
Napakadali para sa ating Panginoon na pagilingin ang babae mula sa kanyang karamdaman kaysa siya magdanas ng pagdurusa at kamatayan sa krus upang iligtas ang makasalanan.
We see that he had compassion on her in her disease. And verse 12 says, "He called her to him, and she responded and came to him, realizing her helpless condition."
Sa pagpapatuloy sa ating kwento mula sa Biblia, naawa ang Panginoon sa babaeng may karamdaman. Sa verse 12, ito ay kanyang tinawag at lumapit ang babae, sapagkat nalalaman ng babae na sa kanyang kalagayan siya ay walang magagawa.
And the Lord just spoke the word, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." Then in verse 13 we read that he laid his hands on her and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. The fact that she glorified God not only shows us that she was healed from her disease, but her life was no longer bound by Satan, but was completely changed. And she glorified God, something she could not do before.
Ang Panginoon ay nagsalita lamang na pinalaya ka na sa iyong karamdaman. At sa verse 13, Ating nabasang ipinatong ng Panginoon ang kanyang kamay sa babae at kapag daka, siya ay gumaling sa kanyang karamdaman at niluwalhati ang Diyos. Sa katotohanang niluwalhati niya ang Diyos, hindi lamang siya gumaling sa kanyang karamdaman, bagkus siya ay nakawala sa pagkagapos kay Satanas at nabago ang kanyang buhay.
The religious Jews protested, objecting to the Lord Jesus healing the woman on the Sabbath day. What we learn from their attitude is that religion could do nothing to not only help the woman, but man's religion today can never save sinners from their sin.
Ang mga Hudyo na nakasaksi sa pagpapagaling ng Panginoon sa babae ay tumutol at nagprotesta sapagkat ang araw na iyon ay Sabat. Ito ay nagpapakita lamang na ang relihiyon ay walang nagawa upang pagalingin ang babae. Gayun din, ang relihiyon ay hindi makapagliligtas sa mga makasalanan.
Is there someone listening to this gospel message today who pays money to some religious person to forgive their sins? But the Bible tells us clearly that only the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus, has power on earth to forgive sins. We read this in Mark chapter 2, verse 10.
Mayroon ba sa mga nakikinig na nagbabayad sa mga relihiyosong tao upang mapatawad ang kanilang kasalanan? Subalit ang Biblia ay maliwanag na nagsasabi o nasusulat sa Biblia, ang anak ng tao, ang Panginoong Hesus lamang ang may kapangyarihan sa lupa na magpatawad sa mga kasalanan. Ito'y matatagpuan sa Marcos chapter 2, verse 10.
He has paid the price for sin in full when he died on the cross. There is nothing you can do, nothing you can pay, because Christ has paid the price and he has done the work. It is finished.
Binayaran ng Panginoong Hesus ang halaga ng kasalanan ng buo. Siya ay namatay sa krus. Ang gawa ng pagliligtas ay tinapos niya. Wala na kayong dapat gawin at bayaran.
Will you be saved today? The Lord Jesus has power on earth to forgive sins. He wants to forgive your sins and save you. But that can only be while you are alive on earth. The Lord Jesus is coming soon to take all saved people to heaven to be with him. And none of us know how long we are here living on earth.
Nais mo bang maligtas sa kasalanan? Ang Panginoong Hesus lamang ay may kapangyarihang magpatawad at nais niya kayong patawarin at iligtas sa inyong mga kasalanan. Ang alok ng kaligtasan ay habang kayo ay naririto pa sa mundo. Hindi natin alam ang tagal ng ating pananatili dito at ang pagparitong muli ng Panginoon upang kunin ang lahat ng taong sumasampalataya sa Kanya at dalhin sa kalangitan.
In closing, I'll quote 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be forever too late.
At sa Ikalawang Korinto, chapter 6, verse 2, ay ating mababasa, Masdan, ngayon na ang panahong katanggap-tanggap. Masdan, ngayon na ang araw ng kaligtasan. Maaring bukas ay huli na.
We'll close with prayer. Oh God, Father, we come to thee at the close of this little time together. Again, the gospel has been declared that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only Saviour for sinners. But we thank thee that his arms of love are still held out to those who will come to him, turning from their sin. We think of another verse of scripture. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. We know that anyone who's on this call today, who's still not saved, can call right now and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ completely for their salvation. If they'll turn from their sin and see how much it cost the Lord Jesus to suffer on the cross to save them from going down to hell, because we want to meet them in heaven. And we know that God's word also tells us that God, our Saviour, will have desires all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Oh, we pray that no one on this call will let that opportunity go by and go on in their sins. We pray that this very day they may turn to the Lord Jesus and receive him as Lord and Saviour. We pray thou would hear us, as we mentioned before, the various needs that thou dost know the needs of everyone already. And we thank thee for thy goodness to us. We think of those who are sick. We pray for their restoration. And we think of Mita and others. And we pray for others, our Father, that may be in special need at this time. But we know the greatest need on this call today is if the sinners who are still not saved, they need to call on the Lord Jesus Christ. They must be born again. And we ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.